Now, this is weird. I don't know what's happening here. But apparently we've got an acting legend on the line right now. Good morning. Who's this on line one?
Good morning, Christian, and happy birthday. Acting legend. I'll take that. Thank you very much.
Who's this on the line?
My name's Idris. Idris Elba.
Otherwise known as, to me, and all the millions of fans who loved The Wire, Stringer Bell.
Well, I don't know if you've seen episode 12 of season 3.
Yeah, of course I have.
Something happens to Stringer Bell, so he no longer exists.
It's no longer there.
No.
What on earth are you doing calling us?
Well, first of all, Christian, happy birthday. I listen to your show on my way to work at Pinewood every morning. It's a great show, thank you very much. John Smith, driver to the stars, is here with me, and Amelia Crook, who is my assistant, and it's her birthday too.
Wait, so, Amelia! Happy birthday, Amelia!
So on the way to work this morning, we had the crazy idea, why don't we call Christian up on the radio and see if we can say hello?
Well, if Luther wants to call me up and say hello, my birthday, you know, that's fine with me. Honestly, I've got to say, while you're on, right, honestly, such great work in, The Wire. What a great thing to be involved in a TV show like that.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was, you know, unexpected. It was, honestly, it's been about 6-7 years for me now, but, you know, when I first did it, we didn't know what we were getting into, and it's obviously a ledge, so people love it.
Mm.
But, you know, I didn't expect it to be as big as that, mate, honestly.
Do you know what? Here's the sad thing, right? Because there's been a couple of TV shows, like The Sopranos and The Wire, you know. You're in this kind of elite of TV shows. And if people don't know what I'm talking about, why I'm raving and gushing so much about how good this guy was in it, right? Check out the DVD box sets. They're all there for you. But do you know what? At the end of the last episode, the end of the whole series, I genuinely had some man tears in my eyes because I was sad that I would never see another episode of The Wire again. It was that good.
It's okay. It's okay, Christian. I'll tell you what, you will have man tears if you wear those elastic jeans, mate.
Hey, listen, don't tell me you're not rocking them right now, my friend.
Dude, I'm only 38. Oh, God. Cool. Yeah,
cool. So what are you doing at Pinewood? What are you filming?
I'm shooting a film of Ridley Scott at the moment, and,
are you doing Aliens?
Whoa,
that's the movie company on the line, hanging up the call. You're doing the prequel, aren't you, you bad boy?
No, I'm not at liberty to say what I'm doing, actually, live on radio. Thank you very much. Don't like to get sued, but I am having a great time working with Ridley and Charlize Theron and Michael Fassbender. It's a good crew.
How exciting. You get to go to work every day and work with them and the great Ridley Scott.
It's more exciting to wish you happy birthday and Amelia Crook. I have to tell you, I've not been on the radio like this forever. This is fantastic.
Well, and you've got a clue for us as well.
I do have a clue for you. And John Smith, my trusty driver, is going to give it to you. Here we go.
All right. Thank you, Idris.
I'm a movie. What movie am I? Looking for a communist in the autumn.
The Hunt for Red October.
Very good, Richard.
Richie, how can you take that from me on my birthday? How very rude. You should have let me win.
So sorry. So sorry.
Manners on you, Richie. Come on now. John, that's a great clue. Thank you very much.
All right, again. Be good.
Hey, listen, Idris, good luck in the movie that can't be named. And thank you so much for calling, mate. Okay, I'm a big fan.
Thanks for having us, and have a great day, pal.
All right, thanks a lot, Idris, and happy birthday, Amelia, as well. Genuinely, I'm made up with that. I'm not going to bore my wife about that. Of course, she's probably not aware still that it's,
your birthday.
Deodorant downstairs, please. Lisa likes Brandy and the way it hits her lips. She's a rock and roll survivor with